My question for you this day is, will you listen to the fox or to the hen? Who are you afraid of? As a child, were you afraid of getting a spanking from a parent? I was, because I got plenty of them. Does your boss, who seems to have it in for you, sometimes unnerve you just a little bit? Do ongoing terrorist attacks in our world and the unrest that we see keep you in a state of fear and anxiety? For some people, they do. It seems to worry them. In today's gospel lesson, we begin with Jesus receiving the word that Herod is at it again, seeking his life. Remember his father's unsuccessful attempt to kill Jesus when he was just an infant? Now another one of those Herods is in charge. But we quickly learn that Jesus calls Herod a fox and sends the Pharisees back with a message that he will continue to publicly heal and cast out demons. Jesus makes it clear today that he will not fall victim to Herod's agenda, but will journey to Jerusalem on God's timetable. He said, I'm going to do it on God's timetable, not yours, Herod. Although Jesus knows that he is being faithful to God's redeeming intentions, he also knows and tells us that the end of the journey will not be a pleasant one. But instead of fear, we see sadness as he laments over Jerusalem. He's upset and he mourns for this city. He says, the city that kills the prophets. Jesus goes with his eyes wide open, knowing that it is the people there, not Herod, who will bring about his own demise. You see, he knows the people will be the ones that will turn. It'll be the people who will not stand up. It'll be those people who say they love the Lord. It'll be those people who sing praise to Hosanna the King on Palm Sunday and will give him up on Good Friday. It is those people that who he knows he is going to. You see, this passage today reminds us of Herod's beheading of John the Baptist. And it also points us forward to the stoning of Stephen in the book of Acts. In Acts chapter 7:52, Stephen asked, which of the prophets did your ancestors persecute? They killed those who foretold the coming of the righteous one. And now you have become betrayers and murderers. Now you have become betrayers and murderers. It says, for the prophet, the cost of following still remains high, yet there is an absence of fear. In this passage today, we see God's redeeming nature as Jesus prepares for his final journey to Jerusalem. However, we also see God's loving and nurturing side as Jesus describes his desire to shelter and protect Israel. Even though Jerusalem has sealed her own fate by persecuting the prophets, we see God's love for Israel. Jesus describes his desire for them as a mother hen who seeks to gather her brood under her wings. Some people can see this in their head, because they grew up maybe on a farm, some of you did, or maybe you've been around animals growing up, and you've seen a chicken whenever she's sitting on her eggs before they hatch. She's not easy to get off those eggs, is she? Boy, she'll peck you to death. And she puffs herself up, and she just, their wings pop out. But when those chicks are born, the same type of things happens. They follow her everywhere she goes. And when danger comes, like a hawk or something, or the rooster, anybody coming by that kind of is going to be a danger to her or her chickens, her little babes, what does she do? She starts making a little noise. She cackles a certain way, and they know, and they come running. And she will hover them under her wings. They will all get under her somehow, and she puts them wings out, and she covers them. She takes care of them. And that's the image today that we see of God. He says he wants to do that. He wants to be that mother hen who seeks to gather her brood under her wings and protects them from the foxes and the weasels and those that would come to tear them down, those that would come to kill them. You see, like a loving mother, God seeks to protect the children from the foxes of the world that stalk them, and is grieved when they reject that protection. You see, when one of those chicks don't make it back under mama, what happens? Lots of times they become the prey. When you and I are not under the protection of our Lord and Savior, many times we become the prey of the world. You see, fortunately, the death and destruction today described in this passage are not the end of the story. Thank goodness they're not. After the resurrection, the risen Lord appeared in Jerusalem, offering the fearful disciples pardon and a second chance to welcome in the reign of God. Through them, God's offer extends not only first to the residents of Jerusalem and then to the entire world. The offer still stands for you and me today. You see, He gave it to the residents, and then He gave it to the entire world. And it's up for you and me today. We have that opportunity to become followers of His. The question still remains, what will we do? What will you do? What will I do? What will we as the church do? Will we, like the evil foxes, seek to implement our own agendas and seek to undermine God's activity in the world? You see, there's people out there all the time that are dressed up just like the church, and they are doing things that are not of God. And they're there to undermine, they're there to deceive, they're there to take away that which is pure. They're there to cause trouble. Always, always. Just like last Sunday when we spoke of Jesus being tempted, and when the devil just worried him to death and did everything he could to him, he tried to tempt him on every hand, and it says he left him alone until another opportune time arose. Letting us know that the devil does not leave us alone, does not leave Jesus alone, does not leave us, His church, alone. He's always there. He's always, until the time presents itself when you are at your weakest, when you are at your most vulnerable, to sneak in there and try His best to get you to say something or do something or act in a way that you should not. That is when the devil sneaks in, and he sneaks in pretty good. Have you ever been doing something and all of a sudden somebody comes up and tells you something that you really probably didn't want to hear? Or does something that just irritates you? And have you ever just allowed yourself to get so upset that maybe something just flew out of your mouth that had no business being there in the first place? And all of a sudden you've done something. You're like, oh my. Well, that's the devil at work in our lives. He's there at any opportune moment to sneak in, take something away from you that is good, and allows you to be a witness in front of a lot of people sometimes to just how stupid you are, just how stupid I am from time to time, to just show our intelligence when we get so upset about something that's so insignificant. You see, the devil is at work. That is his agenda. His agenda is to undermine us. But it is God's agenda to be there for us. You see, in this world that we live in, we need to know that God's activity is in the world. Or in the face of uncertainty and persecution by the foxes that surround us, will we participate in God's redeeming work, whatever the cost? Will we be there to follow God up until the very end? Will we be there to be His disciples? Will we be there to be the ones that carry on? May we, like Jesus, choose to stay the course without fear, knowing that all the while God seeks to nurture even those who persecute God and God's brood. Let us this week be part of God's brood, and each and every week continue to do that so we can serve Him. Let us be like the hen and not the fox. Let us pray. Lord, we thank You for Your word this day, for always being there to enlighten us, to allow us, Lord, to grow stronger in who You are, to open up our hearts and our minds and our eyes to see You, to experience You, to tell others. Lord, this week as we go about our journey, as we go about our day-to-day business, allow us, Lord, to look to You. Allow us, Lord, to find Your favor. Allow us, Lord, to seek Your face in each and every circumstance, each and everything that comes our way. Allow us, Lord, now to continue to look to You, not only this day, but every day. Allow, Lord, Your word that has come our way this day from Your Son to pierce our hearts, to open up our minds, and to serve You in all that we do. Be with us now, for it is in Your Son's name I pray. Amen. Our hymn of decision this morning is hymn number 419. Would you stand as we sing hymn number 419, I Am Thine, O Lord, and know that our altar is always open for you to come and pray. Hymn number 419.